Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, my conversation with Kyle Smith, assistant general manager for our Atlanta Falcons. Another guy who was sitting right there when all the decisions were made. He is a part of it. You'll hear what he has to say about the Falcons, the front office, and much more. Big shout out to Brian McFadden for stopping by. It was our daily download brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well. Don't just live, live well. Again, the DB showcase going on June 6th through the 8th, guys, at Milton High School. And we'll put that information out there on social media. Tonight's a big night, though, man. Abe and I have been talking about it. Abe is in for Mike today. He is off. And Abe and I, look, we're both excited. I don't know if anybody's more excited than me. I love Ronald Acuna. I have since 2018 when I was telling people he is going to be a superstar. And everybody kept telling me it's way too early. It's way too early. Didn't take me long. And Ronald Acuna, with the MVP season that he had prior to the injury, obviously, last year, showed you what he's capable of. And it's been a slow build, right? Every year he's gotten better. He's done more and more. Abe, the question is, in his return tonight, and we talked about this, the expectation. Look, I know it's going to be off the charts. And Braves fans and Braves country should be super excited. And if you're wondering to make room for Ronald on the roster, guys, they did designate Orlando Arcia. He had already, by the way, for those who really hadn't been paying attention, lost his job pretty much at shortstop to Nick Allen. He wasn't playing a whole lot, and so we'll talk about...
He called on to bunt the other day.
Oh, come on.
Didn't get it down.
That tells you where he has been. But we'll talk about Arcia. But what about Acuna, man, and getting back tonight and the anticipation of what he's going to bring to the line?
So I got to ask you one question before we get into tonight's return first. Do you have any concerns that Acuna coming off this injury is not going to be fully himself what he was? I know there's some people who are like, will he ever be the same? I think he's going to be the same. I really do. Just before I get into tonight, what are your thoughts on that overall, generally?
I think the fact that he already has had this injury, recovered from it, knows how his body is supposed to feel when he is 100%, he is not going to push himself beyond that point until he gets there. And what I'm telling you is the experience of already having gone through this is going to help him. I'm with you. I think he's going to be himself. Yeah. What I don't think is that he's going to be stealing bases, as we saw the clip in which he stole bases a few years ago where he had 70 stolen bases or whatever. He's not going to do that. I think that he'll pick his spots, but he's not. You don't have to do that. The main thing for Ronald is to feel comfortable in the field, and I've been saying this to Mike. The stick's going to come, man. He's already hitting. You said it. He'll strike out. He'll still strike out. But he's going to hit. And that's the thing. He's going to add that bat to this lineup. More RBIs, more on base. But in the field, when those balls are hit and he's got to go make plays and you got to cut, and I'm making this move to Abe like I'm cutting right or left, those quick twitch moves, man, that you got to trust yourself and you got to know. And that's where people, it's not just the bat. It's those moves that I got to chase some balls down in the outfield. If you were going to ask me about concern, that's the thing that I might be a little bit concerned about. Not that he's not going to get to them, but you can say, oh, it's no big deal. you got to know that that feels completely comfortable. Ball's hit, and it's coming. And now you're on the run.
And by the way, here's what I – and I'm not going to speak for every Braves fan, nor am I going to speak for every host on this air. Here's what I'm not going to do. Crush Acuna for him pulling up on a ball that maybe he could get to, right? Because there might be a situation where
– I agree.
Guys, we got to ride with it.
I agree.
Because it is not about that one play.
Right.
It is not about this one moment. This is about the season and, more importantly, the rest of this man's career. So – If a ball, he's got to take it on a hop or it gets
I'm
to the
okay
ball.
With it.
All right, we're going to take it easy because I'm with you. I think this is going to be a slow build for him. Now, I do think he'll be back 100, but I think it's going to be a slow build to that. I don't remember if he ended previously, but like he had like a career low strikeout percentage. It was like 13%, something like that at one point. We're all going to be understanding about this, right? We're just coming off of seeing Spencer Strider return, not be sharp. I think it's okay. The good news is when Acuna has put bat to ball in Gwinnett, they were launched. Doubles off the wall, standing doubles, home runs, even grounders that were hit 110 miles, exit velo. So I'm going to be confident about this. But and here's a term we've heard in the NBA the past couple of days that I think Ronald Acuna brings to the Atlanta Braves, and that's aura. I just think there's something about him and what he brings to this team. Whether he's, by the way, on a hot streak or not, just him being there, it's just like a little bit of levitation for everyone in that clubhouse. And I don't think it come at a more important time, considering not just the series you're heading into, but the run. And I'll ask this to Grant when he joins us later in the show, because that schedule that has you caught back up to almost 500 now has been very forgiving, and you've still struggled, right? Just dropped two to the Nationals. You had some issues with some other teams. It becomes not forgiving starting tonight, but you got the Phillies, you got the Mets, you got the Diamondbacks, you got the Giants coming up, you got Phillies and Mets again. I mean, it is going to be a tough schedule. So to have Acuna back and approaching that with the boys, I'm hyped for it. And the one thing I was joking about on Discord with some people yesterday is like, imagine this dude pops up in the first inning
and goes yard,
dude.
Yeah,
dude. Electric. Like we've seen it in the NBA,
dude.
We've seen it in the NBA.
Dude, yes.
We see it in college football.
Yes.
Now Wiley Ballard's not a dork, but we've seen the dork sideline reporter with that decibel meter. If he launches one in the first inning,
it's going to be nuts.
Break out the decibel meter, man.
It's going to be nuts. Look, what you're saying, Abe, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, is Ronald Acuna for life. Hashtag Acuna for life. Makes his return tonight. He has the juice. That's what you're saying. He is the guy that adds something to this team that no one else can bring. And this is no disrespect to a Matt Olson or an Austin Riley, who's terrific. He brings juice. And the thing, too, is guys know it, which is what you're talking about, but he's also the guy that has fun while he's doing it.
Yeah.
That is infectious.
Some people got to get over that.
Get over it. It's one reason why I absolutely love Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
He's having fun doing it. I'm about to go yard. He goes yard. He does his little kick step and all that. It's fun.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And look, the record-breaking MVP season, 73 stolen bases is ridiculous. But the 1,012 OPS, right? That's the thing. Guys, look, you have an OPS of 800, you're pretty good. 900, you're doing something. 1,000 OPS, on base and slugging, you're balling. And that's what we're talking about. And Acuna has kind of been that guy in his best years, 987, 990. He's been on the edge of that when you go back to the 2020 and 2021 seasons. So I'm excited to get him back. And look, I'm with you. The expectation should be high because he's a great player. But I'm also not going to kill him, not because I like him, but I'm not going to kill him because I also know that there are going to be limitations. And the Braves know this.
I think most fans understand
know this,
that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like he's not going to be going full speed, but Ronald Acuna tonight, if he has to dive for a ball at the wall, don't do it. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying, right? I mean, let's not take the unnecessary chances. And again, somebody just hit me up. Are you guys saying if the game's on the line, you don't want to? I'm not saying that. That's going to be his decision. But I also think that the Braves organization, and look, the doctors have probably told him, you are 100% you can go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in his head.
Sure, of course.
Whether or not he's going to do something.
And by the way,
things.
I don't want to hear no game on the line nonsense.
Well,
no game is decided
typical.
By one play.
But that's typical. That's what they want to, you know, oh, well, if the game's on the line, you don't want him diving?
I don't know, man. Is this one game versus the rest of the season for
correct.
Him? Like, let's talk about that. I will say this, and I know we're not going to have Ronaldo Lopez, but you got Strider back now. Now you've got Acuna. And for the first time all season, it kind of feels like you've got your team.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like this is what we're playing the next, I don't know how many games, about 110, 115, whatever.
Yeah, what are we, 24 and 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is it. Like now, the season starts today.
This is it.
You're only one game for 500.
No mistake.
The season kind of starts today in terms of all of it. You're healthy as you're going to get, and you're trailing, and it's time to start chasing dudes down.
It is time, and we can't wait. More on the Braves coming up. More with Grant McCauley, as we mentioned. Arcia, nice run. I mean, it really was. He was an all-star in 2023, and the past two seasons – there was regression. That's the only way that I can put it. And here's the thing. The Braves are still being competitive despite that. Everybody wanted to blame RC.
Hold on.
What's that?
Regression?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Regression's like a slow slide.
That's what this was!
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He went from being
man,
like a guy
parachuted
that
off a cliff.
He went from being a guy who was like, oh, okay, we can win with this, to he doesn't do anything right now. That's the are you playing this for real? That's what happened, Abe. All right.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.